Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Discussions on gear, technique, industry news, and interviews with the best in the business. Now, here are your hosts, Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hello and welcome to Shooting Spaces. This is Brian from New York.
And Rich Baum from Sacramento, California.
And we want to thank you for tuning in for another episode with a great guest. But before we do that, as usual, Rich, what's going on with you? You had a nice holiday month, if you want to call it that.
I did, not quite a month, but I have a good amount of time and went south of the border in Baja, Mexico, and new things happening for the Baum household, but ready to get back and started with real estate. And I've got a few design clients coming up, so I'm really looking forward to 2019. Can't believe it's 2019. So, and how was yours? How was your
It was good. Holiday? You know, the last couple of weeks before the New Year's was a little busy, but now things are slow in January and it's getting brutal here in New York. But I guess I shouldn't complain because our guest is from a little higher up north.
Mm-hmm. Don't give it away.
Yes, I was about to say, with that segue, Rich, why don't you introduce our guest today?
Okay. Well, I want to say that I recently met this person virtually, and he has a photography business, and he was doing some really interesting things, like doing webinars for real estate photography, things I want to get interested in. And one thing led to another, and we got together and started talking, and he's just a really kind of like us. He's just very helpful to people and really gets a big kick out of spreading the knowledge, spreading the wealth of information. And I'll just introduce Matthew Stallone from, I don't even know where in Canada he's from, but welcome, Matthew, to Shooting Spaces.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me. It's a complete honor to be talking with you guys.
Yeah. Well, tell us who you are and what your business is and what you're into.
And definitely start off with your URL in case any listeners are at their computer listening and want to just kind of follow along.
Very good one, Brian.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. So my website is www.stallonemedia.com, and my name is Matthew Stallone. I'm a real estate photographer based out of Toronto, Canada. We don't get all the great weather like you do, Rich and Brian, but we do get some nice months where we get to shoot some nice properties. And I do a lot of real estate interior photography. I love to also give back and coach and give some input and feedback with my photography and what I've learned.
Yeah. Well, I'm on your website, and I know from learning a little bit about you, you're known for your twilight photography. And, you know, I just love looking at this picture on your homepage. So I encourage everybody, as you're listening to this, if you're not driving, check it out, man. Check it out. Yeah.
Thank you.
So we have something in common. We love doing twilight photography, and I think that you've got a niche there. Are you doing light painting? You doing single exposure? What are you into?
Yeah, most of my twilights are all light painting. They're very, very rare do I have a situation where I'm able to, believe it or not, actually, that one that's on my website is not light painted. I was just blessed with a beautiful slightly overcast day, and it just, timing was right, and I was able to capture that and just do some dodge and burn and be able to pull a lot of that up. So, but most of the time, yeah, I'm doing a lot of light painting.
Yeah. And are you, it's hard for me to even ask how long it takes you because it's such a subjective subject and time and answer, but how many images are you doing on a normal shoot?
Depending on the size of the house, it's going to range from 8 to 10 layers. Usually, the bigger the house, obviously the more time it's going to take, but I'm usually in around, 8 to 12 layers.
That's layers in one specific image, you mean. So you usually, when you're hired for twilight, you deliver one image and that's what you're hired for.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, we have what I tend to do is I tend to educate my clients as well when I'm doing my twilight so that they kind of understand. It takes me a lot of time to be able to light the whole house up and, you know, the bushes and everything else. So, and there's that, you know, you guys know there's that time period when the golden hour is just perfect. So it's difficult to kind of, you know, finish that and then jump to the backyard and kind of be able to light paint as well. Yeah. So I try to focus on, and to tell them, you know, I'm going to get a good front shot. I'm going to light everything up. I'm going to do the best that I can. If I have some time to do the backyard, I will. If not, I'll just schedule it for another evening.
Mm-hmm. And what are you using for your lights to do your light painting?
I'm using the Godox 8200 and the Sony A7 III. Sometimes I have to use the Godox transmitter receiver, depending on the distance. I'm also using a couple different receivers, transmitters, depending on the situation.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because when I do twilights, I usually deliver anywhere from 3 to 5.
Yeah.
But there's something about your philosophy that kind of sits well with me, and there's a lot less pressure when you, when the client understands that you're only going to deliver one shot, but then you can go out there, you can compose properly. And obviously you can do all that before your golden hour, but, you know, you can go out and make sure you get all the proper exposures, and there's a lot less pressure when, for me, you know, I'm delivering 3 to 5 images. I'm kind of running around all over the house, and I have that, like, what is it, 15 minute span to get all that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's very difficult to, I find, to make it all match, right? Cause you know, once you're done your light painting on the front of the house, if you try to do maybe one or two different angles and then you go to the backyard, I just find as the sun's going down more and more, everything's starting to change. And it's very difficult to make them all match.
Sure. I mean, the difference for me is when I'm delivering 3 to 5, I can't light paint. I just don't have time for it.
So exactly.
Yeah. I'll shoot either, you know, one shot and just fix it all in post, or I'll just bracket 3 images and then, you know, hand blend them in post, depending on, depending on the sky. But, I mean, I kind of like your no pressure philosophy where they understand, like, you're getting one image and you can go out and you can take your time and, you know, you have your 10 or 15 minutes to actually get that one image and nail it.
Yeah. You know, I think I've been kind of, I'm not going to say blessed, but I've been thankful that my clients really understand. I have a little bit of a niche here in this market, in this area, because everyone knows me for my twilights because they do stand out versus what other photographers are doing. And, you know, you occasionally get that question from clients. They're like, well, I get 3 or 4 twilights from, you know, this other company. Can you do the same thing? And have to kind of explain the process to them and what we do. And I'm like, this is why our twilights stand out versus somebody else. So unfortunately, I can't. I will try, but I can't guarantee it. I'm going to give you 1 or 2. But you're going to get like one killer bang, you know, twilight shot that's going to impress you. So, they're usually good with it. My clients are really understanding, and they accept the fact that I'm going to give them one really good twilight. And if I have to go back, you know, to do a backyard shot, or I'll bring my other photographer with me that I've trained really well, and she does a great job as well, and I'll stick her in the backyard and I'll do the front, and I'll nail both of them at once at the same time. Mm.
Awesome, man. What I also love is your use of props in a twilight. I think on Instagram, you posted maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago a shot you did with a car. And it's funny because before Rich even brought you up to as an interview possibility, I've been following you on Instagram for a couple of months now. And I just coincidentally found you for somehow or another, I guess, Instagram suggested you to me.
Oh, and, nice.
So yeah, plus one for the Instagram
algorithm. For the Instagram algorithm, yeah. No, that's great.
But I like you posted an image with a car. I know, you know, I remember it got a lot of
views.
Interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. People are asking about it. So you know, tell us a little bit about your use of props and all that stuff in your twilights.
You know, it's funny, Brian, that you brought that up because you know, there's a lot of different Instagram accounts that are out there. Some of them are luxury living, some of them are about cars, some of them about you know, just lifestyle. So they like to use different images for different reasons to market. And I'm talking about accounts that have, you know, over 800,000 followers. And it just so happened that I was at one of my listings, and the homeowner had a really nice car, and my client said, you know, could we put the car in the shot? And I'm like, yeah, you know what, why not? We'll do one without it for the brochure, and we'll do one with it, and you can decide which one you want to go with. It's not a problem. So we stuck it out. We put it, I think the it was the Mercedes, and the one that, or you're probably talking about the Porsche one, I think, that you saw, Brian.
But I'm looking at the white Mercedes. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, it was the Mercedes.
The white Mercedes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, so that
we'll post a direct link to that shot for our listeners in the show notes, so they can see it.
So that house there, the homeowner was actually the agent as well. And, you know, he asked if I can do that. And I said, sure, not a problem. I'd love to. Usually through all my twilights, they've always been without cars. But what we've noticed lately is that the cars are the ones that are getting the most attention on our Instagram account. They're getting reposted a lot. They're getting reshared a lot. Because you're getting the people that love cars, and then you get the people that love the house, and then you get people that love luxury, and they kind of, everybody wants to use it. So there's more interaction when you have props, something like that, like a nice car that you could use. So, I mean, if you have homeowners that have nice cars, I definitely say bring them out, add them. I light them up as well, you know, to make it match with everything else. But it makes a big difference on resharing on Instagram for sure.
Sure. Yeah, I see the Porsche one here now. I didn't.
The Porsche one. Yeah, the Porsche one is actually the most reshared photo I've ever had. In pretty much, like, I've been doing Instagram now for 6 years, and that shot there was the most reshared, most stolen picture ever that I've ever had.
I guess that's something to be proud of.
Well, it's nice when you get credited for it. A lot of people were using it without crediting me, and sure. You know, it is what it is. It's going to happen. Well, but
the shot has 5,500 likes almost. So
on my account, yeah. There's I think it was Boss Interiors and a few other ones, and they're over like 100,000 views. Luxury Listings has it on there. I mean, you just go through them, you'll find it. Once you see it on one or two big accounts, you're going to see them on pretty much seven or eight of them. I had about over a million views on that picture alone, which was awesome. I was totally excited. My client was obviously ecstatic. The homeowner was ecstatic. And the whole, like, you know, the whole job for us as photographers is to do whatever we can to get the most views and attention on the property. If it has to be a car that works, it works.
Is this the one with the purple sky moving and the lights are going off and...
That one we ended up doing a motion effect to as well.
Yeah.
But the original picture itself didn't have any moving skies. But we did, I like to do some throwback Thursdays or bring something else up again. So
I see it now. Yeah. So everybody out there in podcast land, definitely not only check out his website, but really check out his Instagram. So really sweet.
Thank you.
Got to ask you, and you know what? It's perfect timing because I go through these periods probably twice a year where I get a little needle up my butt and I want to go do something. And that turns out to be Instagram. And I've now been probably four or five different periods, and I do them for a while, and then I don't do them for a while, and then I start up again.
I've noticed that, Rich. Like lately, you've been really up on the Instagram.
I just want to know because I don't really know what I'm doing. I know a little bit. But I was hoping you might give us a little suggestion on how to get into Instagram and real basically, what are you looking for and what are you trying to get out of it?
But I think we should preface your comments with letting everybody know that I think, Matthew, you might be the, in the real estate photography industry, you might be the king of Instagram with a little over 60,000 followers.
Yeah. Wow, thank you.
So... You know, that being said, for people who are listening to what Matthew is about to say or advice, you know, listen carefully because you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys. It's been a lot of work. It's something, like I said, I started 6 years ago. And the secret to Instagram is constantly posting. You have to be able to provide content, and we have tons of content, right? We're shooting for all kinds of people. But you need to be able to at least post five times a day.
Five times a day. I thought
you got at least people minimum. No, you got to be at least posting five times a day. I kind of find the perfect time is like morning, mid morning, noon, mid afternoon, evening, like dinner time, and then at midnight, just close to midnight, so around 11 o'clock. Those are the prime times that people are looking at their Instagram accounts. And it's also a way of getting the algorithm in Instagram to be able to share your stuff and give suggestion like it did for Brian, where, you know, it suggests you should go look at this person. You know, for me, my biggest breakthrough with Instagram was I had the pleasure of shooting with Farah from Inspire Me Home Decor, and she has over 5 million followers. And I was up in Michigan visiting some family, and she contacted me through one of my photos and said, I would love if you can come shoot my house. And I was like, yeah, for sure, I would do it. So I met up with her and I shot her house. We did a video as well. She shared my work, and every time she shares my work, I'm getting 300 to 400 followers each time. And that's kind of where a light bulb went off. And I'm like, wow, this is a pretty powerful platform. If you can hook up with the right, Instagram accounts and have them share your product. So what I ended up starting doing was, as she started sharing my stuff, I started getting more followers. You get other interior designers now that start to follow you, have other realtors that start to follow you because they see it. And what ends up happening is that people want that, you know, recognition. They want to see their property on there. They want to see their house, their listing, or whatever the case is. So when you're providing really good photography first, that's the first and foremost, you got to, you know, be providing some good content. They're going to share it. They're going to reshare it. And the more they do that, the more you're going to get recognized. Now, the biggest secret, it's not really a secret, but the biggest thing that's worked for me, and this is what I suggest to all your listeners, if you want your Instagram account to work, besides the fact that you have to post 5 times a day, you need to share and tag your client or your interior designer. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing for me in my Instagram account is that my realtors love the fact that I tag them. They love the fact that I bring attention to them and their listing. And same with interior designers. Same with, I do some work for furniture companies. So they love the fact that they're building their Instagram account. And if I'm able to do that through my platform, they love it even more and they want to, you know, do business with me. So what started kind of happening was everyone is starting to, you know, say I'm working with Stallone Media, they'll tag me, they'll share with me. And if I have an Instagram, if I have a photo, let's say that just kind of goes viral because, you know, someone like a Farah at Inspire Me Home or Cecilia, the Well-Dressed House and a few other people, when they reshare that stuff, my client just goes berserk. They love it. They show their clients. The clients love it. They just have this huge joy that their stuff is getting shared and reposted and you know, getting out there. We've actually had some clients that have found listings through our photos, contacted the agent to get in touch with them to see the house. So that is really kind of the power of Instagram, which is amazing.
Well, you're giving me some ideas, but so let me ask you this. It is kind of, yeah, as far as getting money, and you're not getting money by hits,
no,
like YouTube, but you're getting referrals,
no,
and one thing links to another,
100%,
and you're adding value to existing clients and things like that.
Correct. Yeah, there, it's not. I wish it was. I really do, Rich. If it was like YouTube, that would be great. But it's not. but it is definitely a lot of referrals. It is definitely a lot of people that, you know, maybe wouldn't have found out, yeah, about you. Yeah. Now they do know about you. So definitely new business. 90% of my business is all Instagram. That's where I've gotten a lot of my business.
You know, it's almost like networking, but instead of just meeting people, you're meeting people and showing them your images at the same time.
Yes.
So yeah, I got to do 5 more posts like today. Holy crap. Oh God.
Well, you know what, Rich, you're posting stuff on Facebook, right? So the trick is if you just post it on Instagram, you can actually click and share on Facebook. So you kill two birds with one stone.
I'm doing that. So no, I'm kind of aware of it and kind of working on it, but I'm still not clear about, you know, you can help me here. I'm not really clear about keywords and the hashtags. And hashtags, what are you looking for? Are you looking for your location? Are you looking for really like Sacramento real estate photography, or and what do you tell me there, your little tutorial?
Okay, yeah, so which the first thing you want to do is obviously tag the location where you shot it, because people in your vicinity are, you know, they're looking at Sacramento, California, let's say, they're going to find your stuff because you've tagged the location. So that's going to help you get new business. So that's number one. Number two, everything that's involved in that photo, you want to find a hashtag for it. Now, there's some apps that you can use as a hashtag generator, but what I tell people to do is, you know, usually you create a hashtag list, you save it into your notes, and then you can kind of copy and paste it. I have one for interior designers. I have one for real estate. I have one for furniture companies. I have different hashtag that I save. So if I'm working on real estate, let's say in my location, I'm going to tag the location that I'm at. Then everything that's related to that photo. So real estate, MLS, new listings for sale, you know, custom homes, luxury lifestyle, like every little hashtag that you can think of that is generated in your photo, Twilight Photography, for example, you're going to put Twilight Photography as a hashtag. So you're allowed up to 30 hashtags. You want to use all 30 hashtags. The more hashtags you have, the better you're able to get recognized. Now, the key also is with hashtags is you want to either put it after your comments, so you got to leave a little blurb about the information about the property, and then you're going to put your hashtags, or you post it and then you go down into your comments and you automatically put it in there. Now you need to do that within the first 10-15 seconds after you post it, otherwise your hashtags are worthless. So you know, sometimes I balance back and forth. Sometimes I'll just put it in the comments, and sometimes I'll just put it in my, in the actual comment, information mm-hmm. section first.
Yeah.
Well, is there a benefit to one or the other? Cause I've done both, before mm-hmm. and I mean, I guess I haven't really seen much of a difference in one versus the other, but
it's just a way of kind of, I'm not going to say tricking, but it's a way of having the algorithm for Instagram get more attention. Because one of the things about Instagram that I've noticed is that if you are always, and changing up your hashtags is very important too. You don't want to always use the same hashtags. You want to mix it sometimes. You want to, you know, maybe take something out and add something in. But I find that when I go back and forth, it helps throw the algorithm in our favor.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and what you're describing here with posting five times a day and adding 30 hashtags, you know, when we were speaking a couple of days ago earlier in the week,
yeah,
you literally said to me, it's almost a full-time job alone to manage my, you know, Instagram account. And now, yes. as you're describing it, you know, it is. It's a lot. Yeah.
Guys, with my... I run so many Facebook groups and my YouTube and this, I don't have any time to do any photography. I'm telling you, it's getting, it's a full-time job, the social media, but it's been really good for me. And I think it's well worth it and worth trying, but I'm going to try and make this Instagram thing better because,
it is a job, but What has ended up happening to me is that I've had so much demand on my Instagram account that when I actually post something, or let's say I get a new client, will say, you know, I saw your work, I'd love to work with you. And I have different packages. I have packages for myself, and then I have packages for my team photographers. So they'll, let's say, order my team photography because most people want to order the cheapest package. But what will end up happening is they'll then have an expectation that I'm going to post it on my Instagram. So what ended up, it got to a point where I had to start charging to put it on my Instagram. And I'm talking like minimal fee, like $29.99, $39.99 or something like that. Because again, I have to download the images or the video. I have to create it. I have to upload it and I have to share it. And when you start doing that so many times, it becomes, like I was saying, another full-time job. So instead of people expecting it, like if I do it because it's a beautiful location or beautiful house or whatever the case is, I'm going to do it because it's part of my portfolio. But it doesn't matter what it is, whatever I post, I'm always tagging the client. I'm always tagging them, whatever I do, because I'm trying to get them to get more recognition, more awareness as well. But you have to get to a certain point. It's like you, Rich, you know, you get to a certain point where if you're getting all these demands from your Facebook groups or from, you know, your YouTube, it gets to a certain point where it's like you have to charge something. Otherwise, it just gets out of hand.
Wise words, Mr. Stallone. Yeah, we're working on it. We're working on it. So that's fantastic. And I'm really think that we should all have our things we want to, you know, focus on. And I think social media is a good one. And is it on the trending up or is it maxed out? And where are we at with things like Instagram and what other things are out there?
Oh, you know, Instagram's always changing. I think one of the best parts about it is they're changing for the better. You know, there's a lot of, unfortunately, web accounts that are websites that offer you, you know, you're able to buy followers and buy programs to be able to get more comments that are not real or genuine comments. There's follow, unfollow me programs that are out there and there's all kinds of stuff. But you know, the Instagram's kind of realizing that their platform needs some work. So they're coming up with getting that stuff removed and fixing it all up, thankfully. But you know, one way that you can, this is what I'm going to tell everybody, do not go by followers. Be genuine, post your stuff, interact with other people, comment on other people's, you know, if you go to my Instagram and you're going to comment, I try to respond to 90% of my comments when I can. But interacting with people is the best way of getting new followers. Because if I'm going to comment, if I see someone comment on, let's say, Rich, on your Instagram, I'm going to look at them. I'm going to most likely say, well, who is that? I'm going to click on them, see who they are. If I see anything interesting, I'm going to follow them. And that's what ends up happening. The more you comment, the more you engage with the community, the more you're going to get people to follow you and like what you do.
I make a big point of, I say it and I'm going to do it. I always make a big point in answering the comments personally in a timely manner for my YouTube channel. So I know it's involved. And And you can get pretty good at it. And, you know, it gets just a thing you got to do. But, you know, it's part of your brand and part of why people want to, you know, check Matthew Stallone out, because he's a real person and does real work and doesn't have those bots answering his or his friends, you know. I think it's good.
Yeah.
Now, is there do you have any kind of a write-up or an article, or do you have any, you know, any suggestions to people that want to learn more about not only just about Instagram, but how Instagram can help in our specific situation?
I don't actually. I get a lot of people that message me, direct message me on Instagram, or they'll send me an email, and I try to respond and help back as much as I can. I love helping people and I love being able to kind of give back. So, you know, most of that's kind of behind the scenes. You know, I'll get a lot of emails and DMs, like I said, and I'll give them responses. Usually I get a lot of my clients that ask me, you know, how do I build my Instagram? What can I do? So I'll share my, you know, advice, just like I shared with you guys right now. You need to post 5 times a day. And there's absolutely no reason why you can't, except for time. You just got to make the time to do it. But you know, it's, I would love to, I mean, you know, maybe I'll do it on your platform.
Wow. What a great idea. Brian, what do you think?
That's not bad at all.
I would love to.
So yeah. So truth is, by the time this releases, Matthew, hopefully we have an article live.
Perfect segue.
And, we want to, you know, announce to everyone that Matthew is going to be contributing to our new site, shootingspaces.net, which we hope everyone has checked out. And we've gotten a lot of great positive feedback on it in just the small few week sample size we've been able to launch.
But yeah, I'm super excited. I'm really honored, guys, that I'm going to be a part of that and be able to give back to your community. You guys have done such a great job with your podcasts, and I love the new website. So for me, honestly, it's a great honor to be a part of that.
Yeah, great. And I think, you know, we spoke a little earlier, and I think, you know, you're going to focus most, you know, you can write about anything you want, as we've said to, you know, all our other contributors. But I think, you know, you're going to focus on doing some Twilight stuff and Instagram stuff. And I think that's it's going to fill a nice little void in what we do not have yet as far as contributors, especially with the Twilight stuff. So I think it's going to be great to have some articles from you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It's what it's all about. And, you know, it's a rich community and just trying to, you know, it's great that there are people like us that really love giving out the information. But, you know, there's so many really honest and just wonderful people in the groups and the community that are really just looking to learn, get better, and find ways that can make their way into the business. And I think learning about social media is super important. And I'd love you to be the you know, give us some info on Twilight Photography and business in general. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely excited to. You know, I feel that. There's definitely more than enough business for everybody to go around, but it's one of those things where, you know, if we can all as a community kind of work together and help each other out, and we all grow and we all have little tips in our, not really secrets, but just things that we've learned, right, to be able to help someone else and make them successful, it's a great feeling. You know, there is a speech that JFK wrote, and I kind of remember this, that that he spoke about, you know, rising tide lifts all boats. And that's something that, you know, when I think about that, it's like you and I right now, what we're doing, you know, you're having me on the podcast, which is awesome. And then other people are going to know about me. And then, you know, hopefully it's going to elevate, you know, some of my coaching and other stuff that I do. But all of us together as a community, when we help each other out, we just all kind of rise to the occasion and, you know, make a living. Yeah. Put food on the table for our family. That's really what it's all about.
When I started, I remember I was in the movie industry, and that's what I did my whole life. And then I got out of it and I wanted to get into photography. And one of the areas I wanted to get into was real estate photography and other areas too, that similar situation. But what happened is I contacted someone in my new local area and asked, hey, love to come out and join you. And it didn't go well, but it just didn't go. It was like, no, man, you can't follow me. And I'm a longtime professional harmonica player. And God knows, 20, 30 years ago, when this white Jewish boy would come into the blues clubs and just try and get some information from these seasoned players, that's the last thing you would ever get. So I swore that I'd be there to help people and spread the information. And I've just, nothing has given me more joy than to get the feedback I get from people and to just meet the people in my workshops and just be able to help people out. And, you know, it's just great. And
yeah, no, you're doing a great job. I've seen both of, you know, the things that you guys are doing right now, and it's awesome. And, so, I mean, as we're speaking right now, I'm putting something out on Instagram, on my Instagram stories, that I'm doing a podcast with you guys. Like, you know, I'm always, my wife actually yells at me sometimes. She's like, can you just stop with your Instagram already? I'm like, I know I have to.
And it's funny, as you say that, I get the little alert on my phone that Stallone Media mentioned me in their stories.
I don't know how do I get that? Now, how do I get my name on there? I get nothing.
I even have my Apple Watch.
I can't even get anything on there.
we're also, Matthew, at Shooting Spaces on Instagram, so you can follow.
Oh, do you have that on there?
Oh, there. Awesome. Okay.
We're on there for the podcast.
On my phone, Instagram, Stallone Media mentioned you in their story. God.
There you go.
I am some. And this is new phone books here. I am somebody.
And this is what it's all about. You know, it's, I'm, you know, Instagram stories are one of the things that I'm always, always doing something on it every day. Even if it's irrelevant with real estate, I'll post something. People like to watch other people of what they're doing. And, yeah, you know,
I agree with you. And I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I agree with you. And it's something I said to myself about three, 4 months ago. I've never posted an Instagram story up until that point. And I said, I got to start doing that because most of my work on my Instagram is just my work. And there's nothing really personal at all on there. And I said to myself, let me start making my stories a little more personal and about me. So all these potential people, you know, get a little bit more of my personality out there while my regular Instagram account is still all my work. So you know, for instance, today, before we got on the mic for the podcast, out of Twilight for a shopping mall, and I shot like 6 or 7 stores, and I posted that all over my Instagram story just to kind of show people what I was doing in my 30-degree weather, which doesn't sound so bad if you're from Toronto, but it was cold. But just to get it out there and show people a little bit more of my personality as opposed to just my regular Instagram, which is just my work.
Just your work, yeah. And one of the other things I suggest too that I've started, I got away from it and I'm getting back into it, is when I first started my Instagram, it was all about kind of the behind the scenes and what I'm doing and who I'm working with, how I do things. And then I got away with it where I just started kind of posting pictures and on my actual feed itself. And all my behind the scenes stuff was on my Instagram stories. And I get anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 views on my Instagram stories, and they're only up for 24 hours and then they go away. So what I started getting a lot of requests was, can you start showing your behind the scenes stuff on your actual feed and show your work and what you do, which is what I used to do. And one of the biggest benefits of doing that, and this is for all the real estate photographers or anybody that's in it, really, guys, it could be painters, it could be carpenters, it could be anybody. When you educate your clients by showing them what you do behind the scenes, it brings more value to when you charge a service. And what I mean by that is, if I'm doing multi-flash photography inside of a house, I will show them, you know, I have a flash in that room, a flash in this room. Sometimes I'll actually show them how I edit it and put it all together in Photoshop. And they start to appreciate, okay, now I understand why you're charging more money versus the next person. So use that platform also to help educate the, you know, your surrounding clients that are in your area. And or even like coaching, right? We all do some coaching, but when you start showing people and educating what you do, it helps with your value of your prices.
Sure. Correct me if I'm mistaken, but I think a couple of weeks ago or months ago, you actually did a sped up time lapse of one of your Twilight edits in post and posted that as a regular post on Instagram. And I saw that, you know, and I was like, well, it's only a minute, but it's pretty neat.
Did it keep your attention?
I don't think I watched the whole minute, but it was more than
that's a no.
No, but it was more than the 5 or 10 seconds. You know what I mean? Yeah. I normally watch a video, so
yeah.
You know,
I think that Yeah. Sorry to cut you off. I think that attracts more of us as photographers, you know, how's Brian doing or how is Rich doing and how is, you know, Matt doing. So seeing the behind the scenes stuff is more of an attraction for people in the industry. Sure. For my clients as real estate agents, they're like, wow, he really works hard. I can understand why he charges
and,
what he does.
Something like even gear porn or just showing pictures of your equipment. I know that I love seeing really cool stuff and I love showing really cool stuff. So that would be something that would be good. Matthew?
Would it? Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, Rich, funny you mentioned that is because I just became an Amazon influencer. And one of the cool things is, you know, you start getting these companies that reach out to you to ask you to, you know, help market their product, right? And I don't put enough of the stuff that I use on my actual Instagram feed. And I'm going to start doing that. It's part of my thing for 2019. As I said, I'm going to start showing more of my gear and behind the scenes stuff of what I do.
I see a Ronin S everywhere.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw that time, Brian, when I was trying all these different, I had my Sony FS5 on top of my Ronin. Then I went to a Fuji X-T3 on top of my, so I'm trying different things that I'm putting it out there. And I had Zion Crane, one of the gimbals, actually reach out to me and said, we would love for you to make a video for us on the new gimbal. And I said, yeah, I would love to.
But that's really something would be more for you because you've got the big following, right? Or would it be, even if you don't have a big following, would they find you?
Well, I mean, it does definitely help that you have a big following. Yeah. You know, a lot of these companies look for people on YouTube, Instagram, not really Facebook. I hate to say it, but Instagram and YouTube are the two biggest factors for influencers to get some promotion stuff.
Well, I definitely have a fair amount of insight into YouTube, and YouTube's been very good to me, but it's just really been so fun to use it as a platform. It everything started there, so it's been great. But I know that I can't think of anybody that changes equipment more than me. So maybe I'll start putting down what I'm using.
I think we might be tied.
Well,
there.
I hope you beat. This is one I hope you beat me because I feel.
I have a real problem.
The purse.
I swear to God, Amazon's here. The guy who delivers my packages at my house, he's like, yeah. I'm just going to move here because I'm here literally every day.
I promise you, I have almost everything go to UPS, and my UPS guy at UPS does not need to see my driver's license anymore. So, and yeah, exactly. One of them is actually he watches me on. He found out I was a photographer, started following me, and is actually shooting real estate now because he's gonna retire in a couple of years. And the people that retire from UPS, a lot of them go into photography. So it's funny, yeah.
Well, interesting. They
dealt with delivering photo equipment to people for so long.
That's interesting. Ryan, are you not a gear fan?
He's a gear
head as well.
Yeah, I mean, you're not in this business if you're not a gear head.
Nice.
I bought a couple of different things this past holiday month, which I've been able to use.
17 tilt shift.
I tell you, you guys have a big
D4 head, right? Right.
Oh, I love my D4 head.
17 millimeter tilt shift was a couple months ago, but I did not get the D4 head. I got the PO hybrid head.
We won't go into that. Yeah,
man. You got to return that.
Well, you know what? I've been using it lately, and it's pretty damn good.
That's because you haven't used a D4 head.
Maybe.
Once you use the D4 head, trust me, you just there's nothing else out there that.
Well,
I mean,
I came from a Manfrotto, so right off the bat, going
Arca. You're one step ahead.
Arca Swiss is, I'm a big step ahead. But, before I got my Manfrotto 410, I was a ball head guy, so I kind of liked, which was part of the reason I went with the PO hybrid, is I kind of liked having the ball head and. If you want to call it the mini cube, which is what's on top of the hybrid, all in one. So I actually got it about a week and a half ago, and I've been using it on a couple of shoots, and I'm liking it. You know, my one gripe is the knobs are a little small, but I'm getting used to it at this point, and it's become second nature, and I'm kind of liking it.
Yeah. Nice. So, well,
done a D4, but and I also didn't pay for it, so that plays a big factor.
Oh, that's a big bonus.
Yeah, all of a sudden, that your gear gets a lot better when you don't.
Especially when it's free.
With a client who actually used to work at B&H, so
Nice. You know, you guys have a big advantage over me. I'm just going to put that out there right now. We don't have all the luxuries in Canada in terms of gear and stuff that we have to buy. We have to get through either B&H or Adorama and duties and exchanges and everything to come over here is just so expensive. So I try to use my friends in the States when they come visit here, bring me some stuff over.
You get a P.O. box in like Buffalo and just make the drive over every so often.
Yeah. Well, my family has a house in Florida. So when I go down there, I end up bringing an empty suitcase just so I can bring some stuff back.
It's the same way in Australia. Yeah. Unbelievably expensive to get the regular stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus you guys get the free shipping. We don't get that. So that's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, for Amazon to ship to you, you got to pay?
No, I meant for like B&H and Adorama, right? You guys get free shipping. We don't.
I think it depends on the product.
Oh, really? I thought most of it was free.
Get free shipping for everything. I mean, with Amazon Prime, I'm free shipping, but...
Yeah, I get that as well.
B&H depends on what the product is.
Oh, okay.
Some of it is free, some of it's not.
Nice.
Let me ask you, though. I know we're getting short on time, but I want to delve into this quickly, even for a minute or two. Besides your photography, and you know, I mentioned the Ronin S before, you do a lot of video also. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. My business theory was if I didn't know how to do it, I was going to learn how to do it. If someone else is providing it, I'm going to provide it. And I want to be able to be the place where my slogan is one call, we do it all. And if a real estate agent calls me and they ask me for aerial drone, I'm going to say yes. If they say I want iGUIDE floor plans, I'm going to say yes. It doesn't matter what it was, anything related to the real estate and how I can, you know, it's all about add-ons, right? You know, you want an extra service, then there's an extra charge. So yeah, we started doing video and our video was one of the next, you know, our first thing was Twilights. And then the second thing came in, you know, was our photos. But the third thing was our videos. And that's kind of really taken off. Now we have a lot of people that are, you know, copying us in this area, trying to keep up with us because we were taking a lot of the business because of the fact that I was just a one shop. You know, you can call me and I'll do everything. And I have a team where there's a team of seven of us in total for my business. And we do marketing, we do print. So anything related to the real estate and marketing side of it, I've touched base on everything.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, you're kind of in the same boat as me. I do a little bit of everything. You know, I do video, I do photo, I'm also a drone pilot. I don't know how really the laws work out in Canada. Is it the same? You need to be licensed and all that?
Yeah, we have to be licensed. We have to have insurance, all that stuff. Unfortunately, here in Canada, they're not as strict as in the States. And I wish they would be because we have a lot of guys that are offering the service and flying illegally. But, you know, we're the three of us that are on our team. We're all licensed. We're all insured. So that protects us and it protects our client.
All right, cool. Yeah. And then, you know, my big push actually for this coming year is video. You know, there's in my region, there's actually no one that's offering really quality video.
Nice. Yeah, that would be
a couple of videos I've done over the years, and you know, I've owned a video production business on the side for many years, and I have all the gear and I have everything ready to go. So
that's going to really help your push in that industry for sure in that area.
I hope so. You know, I mean, I have the sliders, I have the Ronin S as well. So my goal for this year is to really make a big push out in my area and try to make a big splash in the industry over here. So.
Yeah, and don't forget to put on your Instagram account.
Oh, I will. Especially now, I need to come out with. 5 pieces of content a day. So
that's right. Well, listen, guys, you have Wednesdays and Thursdays are really easy. I'll tell you, to be honest with you, Wednesdays and Thursdays are easy because we have something called Way Back Wednesday. And then we have something called Throwback Thursday. So you have 2 days that you can always pull content that you've used before and reuse it again.
Oh, they have rules about that. Oh, you can't. No,
no, not rules. Just little things that people on Instagram do. Throwback Thursdays is TBT, which is Throwback Thursday short form with a hashtag. Anything on Thursday goes. You can post stuff that you posted last week if you wanted, last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago. Okay. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, because the one thing I'm having trouble with is finding pictures on my phone that I haven't used already. So,
right. Yeah, exactly. Well, you can usually leave it for those 2 days, Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Okay, sounds good. Fantastic, man. What a great interview. Thank you so much, Matthew.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. Thank you for having me.
And let me ask you a question. What are you, what's one thing you're going to do video next year, but is there anything else in life that you're thinking of changing or doing for 2019?
Oh, besides getting in shape and getting more sleep.
Well, you've already done that because we're past the first of the year. So,
You know, I'm honestly, I'm trying to get out of doing the real estate aspect, like me personally, get out of doing the real estate 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. I'm working more with designer, interior designers and home builders. And I'm also working more towards doing webinars and coaching. Mm. So that's kind of where I want to go. I have my team that does a really good job right now, and I can trust that they'll go out and shoot. If I get any big luxury homes or anything like that, that's where my focus wants to be on.
Fantastic.
Awesome. And I know you, speaking of coaching, you mentioned an interest in possibly doing some coaching with us. So yeah, hopefully absolutely. In a couple of weeks, we'll have all that worked yeah. out. And definitely, if you're listening, go and check out some of Matthew's articles, which will, when this is released, we'll hopefully have at least one of his articles up there. And why don't you just give your URL and, you know, your social media handles again for everyone listening that might have missed it at the beginning.
Yeah, thanks. So on website, it's www.stallonemedia.com. And my Instagram is at Stallone Media. And it's the same thing with Facebook. It's at Stallone Media. There's no relation to Sly Stallone. If there was, I'd be ecstatic. But no, definitely, you know, reach out to me, guys. It's just like Sly Stallone, S-T-A-L-L-O-N-E. And then media, M-E-D-I-A. So reach out to me. I'd be happy to answer any questions you guys have. And, you know, coming from this community with all these other great photographers is a very rewarding feeling. So thank you for having me again, guys.
Well, welcome to have you. And I just want to say I'm wishing everybody a wonderful 2019. It's rocking so far, and I'm really looking forward to it. Some really exciting things still to come. But thank you, Brian, for last year, man. Well, the first year of Shooting Spaces, and we're going to have some new stuff coming up. So really excited.
Yeah, see, Rich, we had a great year with the launch of the podcast. We're almost hitting a year. So it's been a long year. And then at the end of the year, last year, obviously releasing our new site. If you haven't checked it out yet, shootingspaces.net. We have a ton of articles and articles from Matthew as well. And a ton of content up there. So definitely check it out.
Great. And everybody out there in podcast land, just be sure, go have a good time, do your best work, and be sure to just be shooting some spaces, right, Brian?
That's okay. It. Take
Thank
care.
You so much, Matthew, and we'll talk to you all later.
This has been Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Subscribe to the show and don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow Rich and Brian on social media and at their website, shootingspacespodcast.com.